of Edgewood. Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll, please.
Mr. Bright.
Here.
Dr. Wallace.
Here.
Mr. Wainwright.
Here.
Mr. Wilson. Dr. Petrola. Mr. Fuller.
Here.
Ms. Schaefer.
Here, and let the record reflect that the mayor and the solicitor are also in attendance. If you would all please stand with me to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. This time we'll take any items or comments from the floor. It's good to see you. There being none at this time, we have a motion to authorize payment of bills for goods and services. Mr. Wainwright.
I move to authorize the payment of bills for goods and services received by the borough, having been reviewed and approved by the General Government Committee, from the general fund in the amount of $50,721.64, and from the sewer fund in the amount of $4,880.49, for a total of $55,602.13.
Second.
Questions or comments?
All the expenses were pretty much routine this month. It's just a general government matter. At this point, we kind of look at where we ended up at the end of the year. And for the most part, the vast majority of the budget, 2015, everyone kind of ended up exactly where they were supposed to be. A few notable exceptions, like the McKay Street wall, which, you know, can't do anything about that. But for the most part, we did well in 2015.
Thank you, Mr. Wainwright. Any other questions or comments? Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Motion to present the proposed 2016 budget for review, Mr. Wainwright.
I move to have the 2016 proposed budget available for public review starting December 8th, 2015. It will be available on the borough website, in the CC Miller Library, and in the borough office.
Questions or comments?
I think it's a good budget.
Yeah, we had a budget workshop where council worked on the budget, which was available for public comment. That meeting was advertised, and we will have these up tomorrow morning so that they will be available for anybody who'd like to take a look.
I would like to, let's call the roll, Ms. Bassini.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. And before we have the next motion, I would just like to thank the General Government Committee and also Borough staff management for your hard work on the budget, and also this council for all of your hard work and good planning. And Mr. Wainwright's little mini report on our targets for 2015 really do indicate that have good stewardship of the taxpayers' money. And with that, Mr. Wainwright, would you please do the next motion regarding a public hearing?
I move to hold a public hearing on the proposed 2016 budget on December 21st, 2015, starting at 7 p.m. in council chambers.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Is there anyone opposed? We will be having the public hearing on the 2016 proposed budget on the 21st of December at 7 p.m. here in council chambers prior to the council meeting. 2016 tax ordinance, is that correct?
16, yes.
2016 tax ordinance, first reading, Mr. Wainwright.
Is this a full reading, Madam President, or just a title?
Yes, it would be the full reading for this one, and then just title only.
It's not that long.
It's not a long ordinance. I think you can handle it.
Borough of Edgewood, Ordinance 1055, an ordinance of the Borough of Edgewood, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, fixing the tax rate for the fiscal year 2016. B, be it ordained and enacted, it is hereby ordained and enacted by the Council of the Borough of Edgewood, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Section 1, that a tax be and the same is hereby levied on all real property within said borough, subject to taxation for borough purposes for the fiscal year 2016 as follows. Tax rate for general borough purposes, a total of 7.185 thousandths, 7.185 mills on each $1,000 of assessed valuation. $1 equals $1 for every $1,000 assessment. 7.185 mills equals $7.185 for every $1,000 assessment. Section 2, that any ordinance or part thereof conflicting with the provisions of this ordinance be and the same is hereby repealed insofar as the same is affected by this ordinance, ordained and enacted into law this 21st day of December 2015.
Questions or comments? Ms. Bussey, you call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye. And the first reading of Ordinance 1055 passes. Motion for to advertise the Ordinance 1055.
I move to advertise the 2016 proposed tax ordinance.
Questions or comments? Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion passes. Let's see. Resolution 2015-10. Mr. Fuller, will you please read the consent order agreement resolution, please.
Yes, it should be
nine.
Sorry about that.
Okay.
Borough of Edgewood resolution 2015-09, a resolution of the Borough of Edgewood, Allegheny County, Pennsylvania, authorizing the borough to enter into an updated interim consent order in agreement with the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection concerning alleged sanitary sewer overflows related to the borough's sanitary sewer system, and to authorize the proper officers of the borough to execute the instant consent order in agreement as negotiated with the regulators. Whereas the Borough of Edgewood, here and after the borough, owns or operates a sanitary sewer system which conveys sanitary sewage and or industrial waste from within through the borough's geographic borders directly or indirectly to sewerage facilities owned and operated by the Allegheny County Sanitary Authority, here and after Alcosan, and whereas the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection, here and after Department, for itself and on behalf of the United States Environmental Protection Agency, collectively the regulatory agencies, has presented the borough with a consent order an agreement concerning alleged sanitary sewer overflows in or related to the borough's sanitary sewer system. And whereas a true and correct copy of the consent order and agreement is attached hereto as Exhibit A, and whereas the borough engineer and borough attorney have reviewed the subject of the consent order and conclude that it is in the borough's best interest that it executes the consent order and agreement, and whereas paragraph 26 of the consent order and agreement generally provides that the individuals who sign the consent order and agreement on behalf of the municipality must be specifically authorized to do so by a resolution approved by the governing body of the municipality. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Council of the Borough of Edgewood as follows. One, that the statements set forth in the preamble of the resolution are specifically incorporated herein. Two, that the consent order and agreement presented by the department as set forth in Exhibit A hereto is approved and executed, therefore is authorized. The president of the council and the borough secretary may execute the consent order and agreement on behalf of the borough. Three, that the borough manager and designated professionals as necessary are authorized to proceed with the task required of the borough pursuant to the consent order and agreement. Four, that the proper officers, officials, and agents of the borough are authorized to take any and all appropriate actions to effectuate this resolution. Five, that if any provision of this resolution shall be determined to be unlawful, invalid, void, or unenforceable, then the provision shall be considered severable from the remaining provisions of the resolution. Said provisions shall be excluded while the resolution shall otherwise remain in full force and effect. Six, that any resolution or ordinance of part thereof conflicting with the provisions of this resolution is hereby repealed insofar as the same affects this resolution. Adopted by the Council of the Borough of Edgewood on the 7th day of December 2015.
Second.
Questions or comments?
I just wanted to speak a little bit about the consent order. I can find out what would be appropriate. Just so everybody is aware, you all had a chance to review the consent order. This is a 2-year agreement, and this will take the place of the borough's existing 9-mile run consent order and agreement. The major points are that the borough will be required to submit a source flow reduction study within 18 months of executing the order, and we will be required to do a source flow demonstration project within 1 year of executing the order. These are all things that myself and the borough engineer believe are feasible and can easily be incorporated into our existing sewer maintenance plan. Council will need to slightly modify its existing O&M plan in order to comply with this order, but it will not be anything major. The source flow reduction study does not have to be borough-wide. It's supposed to be limited in scope to one area or one neighborhood, so we don't have to do one on the entire borough. So what we will do is simply focus our one study on the area that's already determined in the O&M plan to be the focus of the 2016 sewer project. This will be the same with the demonstration project. We'll work with our existing O&M study area to carry out both of these orders. This does mean, however, that not all of what was in the original plan for 2016 will be able to be accomplished, since some of our funds will have to be sent to these two tasks. So due to the limits on our time and resources, we will be moving part of the 2016 O&M plan to 2017. But this will still leave us with a solid O&M plan that will address our aging sewer infrastructure while meeting the needs of the new interim agreement. We also have $200,000 budgeted in the 2016 budget to take care of our sewer project, and both of these can be accomplished within that that budget. Are there any questions on that?
Yeah, so the source flow reduction, does it have to be borough initiated and directed, or can it be private?
It does have to be borough initiated and directed. It does not have to be green infrastructure. We can show that something, say, lining some pipes or a gray design can lead to a source flow reduction. So it doesn't have to be
order prevent us from dealing with the sewer lines down in the tot line still?
So those are still considered sewer overflows within the borough. And everybody in the Elkosan service area is signing on to this new agreement. So we would hope that the overflows in the park are not from borough lines, but the borough that those lines and those overflows do come from should also be addressing those problems within their sewer scope. So once everybody does their plans and their projects and Elkosan takes control of some of the larger lines, we should see that problem go away. We can't fix that pipe because we don't own that pipe.
Yes, but it's my understanding, if I remember correctly, we could not take action against the owner because of the previous consent order.
So that's correct. If you are under a consent order and agreement, you are shielded from third-party lawsuits. So we would not be able to take action. And it's not because we are under this order, it's because they are under an order. But that also does protect the borough in case a third party comes in and tests 9-mile run and says, hey, you're polluting the stream. We know we're trying to fix it and we're working towards a solution.
Questions?
Mr. Bray.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and resolution 2015-09 passes, and I thank you all for that, and also I believe our solicitor. solicitor attended meetings as part of the solicitors group, and I appreciate your efforts in working with the other municipalities in our area to get this taken care of. I like that there's a lot of as is reasonable in the in the agreement, which is very helpful. Update on Dixon Park Master Plan, Mr. Wainwright.
I move to update the Dixon Park Master Plan in the borough's Comprehensive Parks, Recreation, and Open Space Plan to include Pashuk Associate Plan for the park dated November 2015.
Second.
Questions or comments?
Yes, this motion is the result of a year-long effort on the part of Council and the Community Services Committee to respond to citizens' requests that we look at the feasibility of a dog park in Dixon Park. There were two public meetings to discuss this, and we solicited a lot of public input. The plan was advertised on the borough website, and we had a separate email address established simply for feedback on the plan. The Planning Commission also met to discuss it and recommended its approval to Council, and the plan that's before you tonight represents the consultant's plans and input from the community as well.
There was also information about this at Community Day as well.
That's correct, yes.
Any other questions or comments? Ms. Baskin, any call roll, please?
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Once again, thank you all, and thank the residents who participated in the public hearings and the charrettes. And spearheaded this effort. This is your local government in action. Volunteer Fire Department report. Mr. Reynolds, welcome.
For the month of November, we saw 67 calls for service, which is our busiest month for 2015. We were happy to have participated in the recent light-up night ceremony. Hopefully you all received our annual report or had at least some understanding of what was in it, and I'd be happy to take questions about that if Council so wanted to. Our elections will be coming up in December, and there will be some turnover within the department for 2016, and you'll be notified of that through your correspondence. Take any questions.
Luminary sales?
Going well.
I have the 67 calls, Mr. Reynolds. Is there a... This was a busy month for you. Is
it was. Typical
accident related, candle related.
Typical to drops in temperatures. People turn on their furnaces. As you guys know, November by and large has been largely warm. There were episodes where it was cold. People were turning on their furnaces, and so we had several furnace conditions within the borough. We had several CO calls related to batteries not working and just simply being taxed by the increasing heat and dust that was probably blown out by the furnaces. No increases in accidents. In fact, our accidents have been extremely low as of late. Yeah, I think we've been out to the parkway this month no more than five times for November.
Of course, it's been closed a lot, too.
That's probably why, yeah.
Any other questions or comments? I want to thank the Volunteer Fire Department for participation in community events. It really is very much appreciated. You know, the children look forward to it. I'm sorry that I missed Santa this year.
No worries. I'm sure he'll be around on the 25th.
All right.
And he's also going to be, he'll be at the Edgewood Club for the breakfast. So.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. Recreation report, Ms. Bastianini.
Thank you, Madam President. We are currently accepting late applications for youth basketball. At this point, we have 53 kids signed up. We usually have more than that, so we're hoping to get some registrations in that just haven't made it in yet. As Mr. Reynolds said, we had a very successful Light Up Edgewood night. It helps when the weather works in our favor. It was not raining this year, so we had a pretty good turnout. It's hard to gauge in the dark, but I would say we had about 60 to 75 people.
Probably about right. I actually got stuck with the tower light duty, so I wasn't able to see the crowd. My kids, though, said they were about 50.
It was a very good turnout. So thank you to the Edgewood Foundation and the Volunteer Fire Department for helping to make that event possible. And that's all I have for recreation.
All right. Water Authority report, Mr. Fuller.
Thank you. The Water Authority Board met. They passed a budget that included a 5% increase in water, which will be dwarfed by Alka-Seam's increase on your bill. Last week they had a reverse auction on their chemical supplies. What they do is they set a floor bid and then they sign companies up and then the companies keep cutting each other until they figure they can't make a profit. And they estimate that a lot of the bigger ticket items, they save 12 to 20% on the cost that way, which unfortunately is probably going to be eaten up by the deteriorating quality of the Allegheny River. The labor contract is up in January, so probably sometime in September I'll report to you that it's been signed. There's going to be a lot of sticking points, one of which is health care. That's about it.
Questions for Mr. Fuller? Thank you, Mr. Fuller. Planning Commission report, Mayor Cook.
The Planning Commission did not meet.
Council of Government did meet. I did not attend. We'll table that. Any report about that? Mr. Wilson. Borough Solicitor report, Mr. Berry.
Thank you, Madam President. I would like to discuss a personal matter with Borough Council in executive session. No action will be taken to follow that executive session.
Okay. Borough Manager's report, Ms. Bastianini.
Thank you, Madam President. Leaf collection is now over in the borough. We are doing a few quick trips around the borough today and tomorrow to collect anything that's left on the streets. And on Wednesday, the street sweeper will be out to make sure everything gets nice and clean. And then we will turn it in for the season. It's time to get the truck transitioned over. We're lucky that there's no snow expected in the 10-day forecast, knock on wood. But we need to get the leaf collection truck transitioned over to a snowplow. Parking passes for 2016 are now on sale, so please remember to get yours before the first of the year. I think we have sold 25 so far in the past 7 days, so that's not too bad. We are also moving forward with the garbage and recycling transition. You should expect informational brochures in your mailboxes early next week from our public services. We also put their brochures on our website. We sent it out in an email blast today. I'm not sure if any of you saw that. So we're trying to get the word out that collection day is changing to Fridays and there is going to be a new company taking care of that next year. We will have information available at the borough building as well, those brochures that people can pick up. And if anybody has questions, you are free to direct them to me. The rest of my report is for executive session, so that's all I have.
So I noticed in the newsletter there was a yearly or year-long schedule of recycling and refuse. That's what.
That was Republic's schedule, correct.
Any new business to be brought before council at this time?
New business.
Yes.
I'd like to.
Hello, Mr. Mayor. How are you?
Asleep. I'd like to let the parking ban, rather than being reminded after we are in session, beginning Wednesday, December 23rd, and ending the evening of January 4th.
Any other questions or comments or new business to be brought before council? All right, then. Our next meeting is
21st.
The 21st, duh. So at 7 p.m. on the 21st, we'll have our public hearing of the budget, followed by the council meeting, the last council meeting of the year. Don't all cry at one time. And with that, we're going to go into executive session. Thank you all for being here, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Julie, do you have a pretty one for me to sign?